Nobody. But once there is still, no one will say that things are not there. Suppose a university said, she counted as iron teeth, and then she went down to the nutritious device, and then as soon as she ascended from the midrange, from the free range, she had realized that, will anybody say that the things are not there? So the whole discussion takes place in connection with the case where she was going to. So then the Rif says that inasmuch as it was going to some melee, even after she completed the count of Zaniki, but until she was developed, and really say Salmatea, all Zaniki, which is the law, then it starts in Salmatea. So melee, according to Levi, this gift of the Mora of Shifas, which has to have reference to a case where she was Hilletus, the king of Israel, and then on the first day she stopped bleeding, and then she realized the count of Zion the king between the second day and the eighth day, and then at the afternoon of the 14th day, towards the end of the afternoon of the 14th day, so she started to be Shifas. She started heavy flow, and then it continued into the 15th day. For a few hours, that flow continued, and she went down into the mikveh. So then, when she has a flow on the 15th day, so it was already after the tefillah. So the male cannot be saying. So that's why Bishamai say, "Hoku is Bishamai Yishitosa." But in Achname, without Tfilah, so then the Brisa would say, "Hoku Bishamai Yishitosa." This is what we have to say according to the Rifshi. According to the Rifshi. Now, Rabbeinu Tam's the Hagoyis Maimon. Now, we have a machlekin between Abai and Rove as to whether Yimeleide Shenereye Ben Eilulon Lizayin Kim or not. Rove says Yimeleide Shenereye Ben Eilulon Lizayin Kim. Abai says Eilulon Lizayin Kim. So according to Abai, a woman who is Yiletes Bizei, so she has to start counting the Zayin Kim after the Yimeleide. It cannot be realized within the Yimeleide. Now, only Rishayim Paskin like Rove. Why? Because the general rule is, whenever there is a machlokes Abaye and Rove, so except for Yalki Gam, the Aloch is like Rove, except Yalki Gam. But Rabbeinu Tam says that this is one of the Yalki Gam. That this is because you have a Lamed. The youth that usually does, the iron is a Zeinu Mafreo Nipsel. And then we have a Lamed. So what's the Lamed? So according to most Rishonim, the Lamed has reference to Lechi, that's again Machlekes between Abaye and Rove in Erev, Lechi Levi Meilo. But Rabbeinu Tam says no. The Lamed is reference to the Machlekes, this Machlekes between Abaye and Rove, Yemileide Sheinereyebe, whether Eilun Lizayin came or not. So here, it's one of the Algigam, so he passed like Abaye. Now the Rambam paskens like Rove. The Rambam paskens like Rove. So the Rambam says in Pirk Zayin Luches, Yisur Ebi Aloch Yudalef, Yimu Lidoso, Yimu Yroaso Bentam, Hare Eilim Lo Lisvira Shiva Siyom Niki. Vi Roaso Bentam, Eilim Lo Yimu Yoriye, Lo Yiseis Rikoyon. So he paskens like Rove. The Timu Yroaso Behen, so it's Eilim Lohen, Lizayin Niki. So then that goes by and says, Ki Rove Ligaba Abaye, Doma Yimu Lohide, Shinereye Ben Neil Lisvira Zimoso. Vichin Posak Bishut is Rav Achoye. וכן אמר חזיר רב ידוי, וכן רב סדי, וכן אותו ממיתר, שייסי, וכן רח, וכן האור כזה, וכן בורך, וכן רש, פוסקים, פרק בוסים, ופלוק תהי כעלי בן רב מירונס, כדי מה שלמה שנעשה איתם, עין שום פרק נסקוסי, וכן פוסקו, כל הגנים, וסיפרי הפוסקים האחרים, ועם הלידוסו שנראה בהם, אין לו מסביר הזה בוסו, ודלוי כרב נתם, שפוסק רבי, די נהיוי, ופירש, דלמד שיאלתי גם, כי למד של לידוסו, של דוסו. והן פירשו, בודד על השני, הוא פסק לי קרובה, כאשר יש בזין התנועים והברואים, שהיא למד שלך ירמיד מילו, כי דברש לי פרק יוצאי מלחשבץ, וכוסף ספר התחומו, שביצור פס לא אגו להחמיר, הויו בנופק ליפומד רמנתם, Because even though all the other machine passed like Rove, but since Ramadan passed like Abaye, so the Tzorf has no Abul Hachmer from Ramadan. Now, and since today every woman is considered in Yemezive, so maybe, every Yildes today is considered like a Yildes Bimezive. And of course, I mean, and some Mele, she has every woman, every Yildes today, Midrabon, because of Chumre de Rebzeire. Is to be treated like a Yoledes Bezei. So, according to Ramatam, so Memele, since every woman is considered as Yoledes Bezei, so every woman today has to count Zayinikin. But according to all the other Rishayim, that count of Zayinikin can be realized within the Yoledes itself. But according to Ramatam, it cannot be realized within the Yoledes. So that means, according to Ramatam, every Yoledes today is not interested by law, until the 22nd day after the lady. Because, let's say, if it is a Yoledes Nikeiv, if it is a Yoledes Nikeiv, so there is 14 days of Yimelide, she's Meyor in there, whether she sees Dam or she doesn't see Dam, she's Meyor, and then she has, on the 15th day, she is the earliest that she can start counting as Zayinikin. So when is the earliest she can be developed in the Mutaras Bailo on the night of the 22nd, according to Ramatam. This is what he says. Ubitzofas Noagul Achmir. Because of Sivra, Atrumoshe Bitzofas Noagul Achmir. Hoyu Vinofak Mipumed Ramatam. Udiva Ramatam. Hoyu Nochin Lahatzlich. Lichon Vlad. Beis Triles. Vahakein Tia Mutaras Bailo. So, he says, according to Abnetam, every illness, Al-Bidin, requires two tvilas. One tvile after the Yimelide, and then another tvile after the Zayinikin. So, Makit Yudel Bailo, Vein, Echot, Achazayim, Lizocho, Vachad, Yidalik, Nikivo, Vachakein, Tispil, Zayinikin, ותית בל תפילו שניו, שניחלו ליספר זי נקין, עד שתית בל אחר יום ידוסו, שהלוכי כרב דום המיינך לו, ואם כן, כל היום הם קרויים עם הלידה, עד שתית בל, שהרי בסיל סברה, שדם היום נסקדם נידר, וביום הם מוטביל את תור הקוסו, כדי איסה אוסום פרק נסקוסי, אין שום מסיבת לו. So that's the other shita of Ramadan. I mean, which is contrary to the shita of all the other Rishayim. Because all the other Rishayim say, the Rajbo. You should go over the Rajba, the Chedush HaRajba, on this Sugi. So he mentions in the name of Rabbi Shimshen, that the Haloche of Bisila Imri Mitami Lachmi Yovesh, the Haloche by Bisila, that Mitami Lachmi Yovesh only applies to the Dan, but the Ishe does not become Asur. as a result of this discharge of dam. Only the dam is stopping. But she does not become a soul. She does not become a soul. So, Mashein Kein, according to Rabbi Netam, so the halacha since the Gemara says that according to Mesilel, so B'yeime U'tvile Tole Rachmone, is B'yeime U'tvile Tole Rachmone, so it has relevance, even it applies even to the Het HaBayim. So in other words, that according to Mesilel, the Yimilei do not necessarily end at the end of 7 days or at the end of 40 days. According to Rabbi Netam, so when the Torah says that there is Tumas Leide by Yoledes Zohar of 7 days, and there is Tumas Leide by Yoledes Nikeva of 14 days, it only means this is the minimum in Tumas Leide. A minimum of Zion Yomim, Yoledes Zohar, and the minimum of Yudalet Yomim, Yoledes Nikeva. But the Leide can only terminate after Tfilah. And until Tfilah takes place, the Yimilei continue. In other words, suppose a woman, so she counted 14 days, but she wasn't developed, and she decided to go Tfilah on the 22nd day. So when do the Yimilei end? On the 22nd day. In other words, that B'yeinu Tfilah Tolerach. That means that Zayin Yomim, Yudalet Yomim is a minimum of Yimitumas Leide. But there is another factor, and that is Tfilah. In other words, it can start, the Yimiteya can commence, on the 8th day or on the 15th day, if there is Tfilah on the night of the 8th or on the night of the 15th. But suppose the tefillah takes place 5 days later, so the yemiteya commences 5 days later. So b'meile, the yemiteya commences 5 days later. And b'meile, according to Abaye, that the yemiteya, even shein reyobe, in the ilol, in the zaynikim, so b'meile it follows that according to Abaye, a yeledes bizein, and every yildes today, Midrabonon, she is considered as yildes bizein, has to make two tefillahs. One tefillah after the yimilei. And if she will not make that tefillah after the 14 days, so the yimiteya don't even start, and the yimilei still continue. And if the yimilei can still continue, she cannot start the count of Zayin Kein, because he passes like a bay. So the Zayin Kiyim has to be realized, the count of Zayin Kiyim has to be realized after the termination of Yimilei. So Memele, since we pass like Mesila, that Biyom Mutfil Tom Rachmone, so he let us say, after the Yimilei day, let's say after the 7 days, Zoch by Yimilei Zoch, or after the 14 days, she has to go Tfilah. But she's not to Teres Lepayo. Because with that Tfilah, so the Yimiteya will begin. And then she can start counting Zayin Kiyim, and then after she finishes counting Zayin Kiyim, she goes a second Tfilah. She goes a second Tfilah. I mean, I explained that the Rambam mentions a minhag in certain mikveis that a yildeh should be separated from the husband throughout the Yimiteya. That means the yildeh nikevah has to be separated from the husband for 80 days. For 80 days. So the question is, why? I mean, so the answer is, that minhag is based upon the shita of Rabbi Netam, and because if there is a practice today that a pnuyo doesn't go with tefillah, so mainly for the same reason that a pnuyo doesn't go with tefillah, so a married woman doesn't go with tefillah if she'll be asur mibayla. After the tefillah. So, mele, there is no way, because of that minhag, that the pnuyo doesn't go tefillah, so mele, a yildes cannot realize two tefillahs, because she realizes one tefillah, then she'll still be asur lebayla. So for the same reason that the Kadmini Masaret is pnuya to go in Tefillah, as a deterrent against sin. So the Melech, they were also misakin that a married woman should not go in Tefillah. If after Tefillah, she'll still be asur lebayit. So the Melech, she cannot go in Tefillah. So what's the alternative? The alternative is, when we say that the Melech can continue only until the expiration of the Nidiyah, but the Yimelede cannot continue indefinitely. So Mimele, she can go to Tefillah, on the 81st day, even if she doesn't go to Tefillah, so on the 81st day, she can start counting the Zayinikim, because the Yimelede cannot continue beyond the expiration of the Yimeteya. That's impossible. Cannot say that the lady continue indefinitely until she dies. I mean, that wouldn't make sense. So even according to Rabbi Tamshite, that Biyene would feel a Torah Rachmone, so it doesn't mean that if there is no Tefillah, the lady will continue indefinitely for years. It means that it will continue into the Yemitea, but it cannot extend beyond the Yemitea. So Mele, in those cases, the practice is that a woman starts counting the Zayinikim on the 81st day, let's say by Yeledes HaKeivot. So then, on the night of the 88th, she goes through and she's Mekarzot. This is the Shita. Alright, now, just, this says this. Hilchas Ikerav Lechumre, Vim Teim Avot Lechumre, Nisas Adalim Elevation, Adalim Saklom, Posik Mar Lachmer, Mar Lachmer. I gab mir ikh shlo izde in Allah in de kumla akhla gab es mone bagus vi khotz tsuris hik sharav de mot khab rabit sot mulay vi do ma shnei mayon esay holi tani we already went over the stages holi tani vel ge shpre ge ir shi otsa batakh as modo vi ze mis ge khovin va kakh mis gay vay nesh mi mit tum mit mitare vi shnei mayon esay na mayon esay mit mitare hab mi mayon tam tom is sosu u vi shi ze de name nam de yesh no vi mit tum mit mitare u mayi preis de khim vas ni koshe pokakh the price of gear she got to has more than easy to the make it be shamai the oma mayan echad but the cash in amik in shame hoche am no dam like it am in shopping am was tam as this is the event that says that this is here your baby so the mother is not yishebe so of him to me be mitare so according to that we understand this why is not yishebe so mitare because actually only mitare should be tome. But it's special Chesakosu. That Chesakosu applies only to a case of Levi, but not to a case of a Yisidim or a Sicilian Levi. But according to Levi, the whole reason is why Yemitei Ashim Stevo, because it comes, it emanates from a Mayon Toya. So even if it's a Sicilian, but it still emanates from a Mayon Toya, from a Mayon Toya. Vishlima binis Yemitea, Yemitei, Shimuasim Zayim Zoho, or Yitalot Mikeve, David Rosnide, the Intumas Levo Leo. So that's the first teretz. So the first teretz of Teisves, and we said that Rashi agrees with the first portion of Teisves, holds that according to Levi, so in Yemitea, she is not Asur on the Bible, she is not Meo, on the basis of Svore. We don't even have to resort to the Xeras HaKos. We don't even have to resort to the Xeras HaKos. We only have to know the Mitzias, the Tishnei Mayones. But it's not because of his special Xeras HaKos that the dam that is discharged in the Yemitea, so is Toya. It's Toya because it emanates from a different Tzive. It's not Amnido. That's the reason. That's in Ame, where the second Teretz is, Avogamish Limayon is saying, Yishin Tame Adam, Limna Moke Kose, Ale Davki Moke Shatiro Mitarose. The second Teretz holds that even according to Levi, that it emanates from a different cause, but the only reason is why it's not considered amido is because of his special Xeras HaKos. But according to Rav, so it's not the Xeras HaKos. So it's not that the Xeras HaKos says whenever the dam in the Yemei Teyad is not only because it emanates from a different cause. According to Rav, it doesn't make any difference from the same cause or a different cause. As long as it emanates from the Moke, it should be considered Amido. But the Torahs matter it. The Torahs matter it. So Mimele, even if it will emanate from the same cause as Damgo, let's say Shabbas, it's also Torah Kolavra. According to Levi, it's again based upon the Gzeras HaKosov, just as according to Rav. But according to Levi, the Gzeras HaKosov itself is based upon the fact that it emanates from a different cause. But where it will emanate from the same cause, in the case of Shabbas, then the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't apply. According to Rav, the Gzeras HaKosov applies even to a case where it emanates from the same cause. But even when it emanates from a different cause, it's only Toya because the Torah says so. And when does the Torah say that it's Toya? If it's in connection with latest Israel. But where there was no latest Israel, then the Gzeras HaKosov doesn't say. So then Levi will also be made there, that even though it emanates from a different cause, it's still considered Dami. Oh. Now, for Wednesday, you have to be prepared. And the whole Gemara, and you should go over that Viv in Shmuel and the Mordechai in Shmuel in Yilchas Nidah, and you should go over the whole Gemara up to Koshiso Shlishi Yom, that Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Koshiso Shlishi Yom. Vishovim bereya bereye achadam teyo shdai yoshaito. ואם תימא, לרבי יסי דומה בפרקם ממוברס ומניקו צריך השלוש עינס, ומפורש למצטרף את בי זיניס דניפורו, ויחס דניקוסו, לא מלי אינו דניקוסו, הום הרוחה, דאחה דמתיה דיו שייט. So, according to רבי יסי, the mission, that in ממוברס ומניקו, so it's only דיו שייט, if it's coupled with שלון שיינס. So, and he says that it's mitzvah for Beis Einis the Ibura Bachas in Nikoso. So, now here the Kvaisa says that Achadam Teyag is Daya Shaito. So, Mele, why do we need Einis Vimeim in Nikoso? If it's Vimeim in Nikoso, so it's also Achadam Teyag. V'yeish Lema, Hoto Loike Rabi Yisi. In other words, this Kvaisa of Vishovim Berei Achadam Teyag is Daya Shaito, that any Rie after the Meteah, so it's Dayo Shaito, it does not accord with the view of Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Yisi does not agree with this. According to Rabbi Yisi, so even if it's Yireyach Adam Teah, so he must have the other prerequisite, that Sholoshim is. Iname, the second Teresitation says that Rabbi Yisi can also agree with this pricing, that if there is a riach adam teyach is dayo shaito. So when the survivors of Yisi require an additional prerequisite of Gimelinus 90 days of cessation of damido, so Rabbi Yisi only requires Gimelinus in addition. Inam, in the case of Inam Abiv Siko Gimleinis Viroaso Vishen Omeines Afshio Dayo Shaito Kidoma Viferekame Abel Achadam Teya In Dayo Shaito Elo Birio Visheno Abel Shio Loi Afil Hoiso Vishen Omeines Kibim Shenifdach Mayim Tomei. So, the second portion of Tesis says that Rabbi Yisi also agrees that if there is a Rie Achadam Achayimiteya, so it's Dayo Shaito, without any other prerequisite. But when do we say that a Riach Adam Teyar is Dayo Shaito only if it's the initial Riach? The first Riach is done, Ephraim Teyar. But suppose it's not the first, it's the second, even though, I mean, of course, how could it occur to anybody's mind that the second Rie, Achayim Iteya, should be Dayo Shaito. The second Rie, Achayim Iteya, should be like a Rie, like any other Rie. But the Chiddush is that even if it's the second Rie, but the first Rie took place Beinis. What does it mean Beinis? Sometimes a woman, so she does not expect to have the oino with the period, but sometimes a woman, because of the fright, so she has the period, even though it's not in her regular cycle. Now, there is something else that scientists didn't know about it until after the Holocaust, after the Second World War. And then they found it out, and there was once an article in the New York Times, I remember years ago, after the Second World War, that it was such an innovation to them. They didn't know, but the Gemara mentioned that we'll soon be learning that even. So in other words, they found out that 80% of the women who were kept in concentration camp for 5 years, 6 years, they did not have the period even once. So they found out that when a woman is subjected to a constant state of terror, so that withholds the period. So in other words, on one hand, a woman might have the period even though it's not in her regular cycle because of a shock. But that's only if the shock is a sudden shock. But when a woman is constantly subjected to a state of terror, so then it withholds the period for an indefinite time. That's a Gemara you learn in the here. In this Gemara, it's a Braise. Rav Meir says that if she was bimarbe, in other words, she was hiding from an enemy, so then the period is withheld. That's only if a woman is constantly subjected to a for a long time, like the women in the concentration camp. So, but if she's not subjected to a long state of terror, but just a sudden shock, she heard something that was shocking. So then on the contrary, then it might bring out the period before it is due. So that's called anus. So, bivsikogimlanus, viroaso vishenomanus, so then, ah, shniodai shaito. So as far as the aloche of reyach adam tia is concerned, so then it wouldn't be daya shaito, because the aloche of reyach adam tia daya shaito only applies to the initial riyah of the limitea. And if it is the initial riyah, then no other condition, no other prerequisite is required. No other prerequisite is required. But if it is not a riyah rishayna, it's a riyah shliyo, but the riyah rishayna was vainous because of the fright, because of the sudden shock. So then, if the other prerequisite is present, in other words, there was a cessation of dam nido for 90 days, then even the riyah shliyo is daish. Alright. Aval shliyo lo yafiro hoiso, I can don't forget, aval achadam teya vidai shaito lo riyah shliyo. Aval shliyo lo yafiro hoiso vishino meines, kim shenivtach mayantam. Vintin, li reb meyer li dastanoe, vi isli bifere kami. Minikodai shaito, typically the Hava Hadam Teya. Now Reb Meir and the other Tanoi, who are here can be seen in the Mishnah, and who say that Miniko is Dai Shaito without the additional prerequisite of the cessation of Dam Nido for 90 days. So the question is, so why do they have to resort to a special aloha of Minikodai Shaito, typically the Havale Achadam Teya? Achadam Teya. Umiu Litiracheini Osishabi. In other words, because on the basis of Adam Teya, so it would only apply to an initial V, but not to a Rio Shlio, even though the Rio Visheno was famous, was originated in a fright, in a shock. Mashenke, on the basis of Meniko, is Dayo Shaito, so not only does it apply to Rio Visheno, it also applies to Rio Shlio, if the Rio Visheno originated in an anus, in a fright. Vieshlema, dimishamo, dimitam shuacha dam teya, in Dayo Shaito, el Rio Visheno. Avo mitam miniko, Dayo Shaito, kol yiminikos. So Nartesi says that those Tanoi who say that it's not even required that there should be a cessation of dam nido for 90 days, so then the halacha of miniko dayishaito applies to every yom, as long as she's a miniko. It applies to every. You see, before Teisve said that it only applies to Riyo Rishayno, or possibly even to Riyo Shniyo, if the Riyo Rishayno was mainis, but certainly not to any other Riyo, because that, their taste was discussed Alibi the Rabbi Yisi. So Alibi the Rabbi Yisi, so Miniko by itself does not establish the din of Daishaito. It's only Miniko coupled with the cessation of that Miniko for 90 days. So Mimele, if he requires a cessation of the need of 90 days, so it's not mistaka to say that it should apply to any riyah, because then you don't have a cessation of the need of 90 days. Mashaikin, according to the other Tanoim, who say that we do not require this prerequisite of a cessation of the need of. So mainly it applies to every riyah, as long as she is a nursing mother, so it's dalashai. So then the question can be raised inversely. In other words, first the kasha was, so why do we have to resort to our loche of miniko dayishaito according to Rabbi Yehuda? Let it be based just upon the loche of Rabbi Yachim Mitea. Now he raises the question, now after he gives the terrors, that the halacha of miniko dayishaito, according to Rameya, is so broad that it applies to any riyo in Yemei Nikoso. So the question is raised, the kasha is raised inversely. So why do we have to resort to halacha? What's the purpose of the halacha of Reyach HaLimiteya? Because Yemei HaLimiteya is always in a state of Minikoso. So this halacha is not needed altogether. It doesn't serve any purpose. Take on Nikoi, Yesh Lema, the Natkimine, Leheche, the maize no, Oigomalti. If the baby died, Oigomalti, the Rameya Domali, Larei, Kholaroshi. Kholaroshi, the Machlik is annoying on that. But Rameya Shite is that maize no, Oigomalti, so then she has the same status as any other woman. And it's not Daishaito. And it's mitamel afreya meisleis. So, but if it is riyo risheino after yemiteya, even though she's gomlo is no, or the baby died, so it's still daisha. Ul rebiyesi name gomal ferekam. Now the Bach points out. So, in other words, before Texas mentioned that rebiyesi in the Mishnah holds that and this is spelled out in the Mishnah, that miniko by itself, without the other prerequisite of a cessation of the nido for 90 days, so it's not daishai. Now, Tesis is saying that according to Rabbi Yisi, so miniko without being coupled with the circumstance of cessation of the nido for 90 days, it's also daishai. And Rabbi Yisi is chelikan Rabbeya. Rabbi Yisi says that miniko is dayishaito, even if it's gomlo is no, and onosno gno le miniko, and the same thing would apply, let's say, to today's babies, most of whom are battle babies. So it's also dayishaito, because that was a takone, even though the physiological rationale doesn't apply to a case of gomlo, but it's loy plug. In other words, loy plug even likule. It's not it's the concept of loy plug. Many times takes effect if it applies even likule too, if the chachamim are misaking that way. So this is Rabbi Yisi of the Braisa. So in other words, so there are two days of Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi of the Mishnah and Rabbi Yisi of the Braisa. Or Rabbi Yisi name don't have come after the Mose and Yosnob Nol and Nigo is Dali Shaito, not Kemini Lacha Damtea, Leheche de Leroa so Ad Lacha of Dalet Chedesh. So, according to Rabbi Yisi in the Braise, that the other condition of three long anus, 90 days, is not required, and then And we cannot say the same terrace that Tesis mentioned in connection with Ramea, because Nachkimini is here, Ramea is no. Because Rabbi Yisi the Braise holds that the Aloch of Dayan Shaito applies, this Kula of Dayan Shaito applies even to the case of Meiso or Nosno or Gomlose or Nosno Plolominiko. So the question is, why do we need a Aloch of Achadamtia? So it can be based upon the broader halacha of minikosu daishai. So nafkimine la'achadam teya leheiche de loiro aso ad lo achach of dalet chidish. Vitaimedi. Oh, so in other words, nafkimine is, because according to Rabbi Yisi in the Braise, the kule of daishai to applies even to the case of nosnob no leminiko or gomlo is no. But, so how long does it last? It lasts for 24 months after the birth of the baby. Why? Because that was the usual practice, Bisman Chazal, that a baby was nursed for 24 months. So Mimele, it applies even today, even though mothers who do nurse a baby, who will nurse for 24 months, but there's the takon. So Mimele, the purpose of the takone of Oreyach Adam Teyadai Shaito applies to is for a case if there is a Riyah Rishenu after Yimiteya and it's already after Chodal Tchidish too. Suppose since the Yimiteya she didn't have a single Riyah Zda and when does she have the initial Riyah after the termination of Yimiteya when it's already 2 years after the baby was born. So in such a case, we couldn't apply the aloha of Mikosot Ayishai. That is only for the duration of 24 months. But on the basis of Reye, Reviyo, Rishena, Achad, Achad, Miteya, Ayishai, so it would be the Ayishai. Vitaime de Miniko, Itzlich, Rioso, O Rishena, Behenes, Daaf, Ashniyo, Ayishai. Now then, you ask them. The same kasha that Jesus raised before, I'll be the Rabbi Yisi of the Mishnah. So why do we need the halacha of Menikosa Daishaito? Because if the halacha of Oreach Adam Teya Daishaito applies even to a case where the Riyah takes place after Chodalet Chadoshim, so Mele, we don't need this halacha, we do need, in the case, as Jesus said before, in the case of where the Riyah Rishenu was Beines, Riyah Rishenu Beines, so then on the basis of Oreach Yomiteya, it wouldn't be Daishaito, but on the basis of Meniko, it would be Daishaito. So this is what the Bach says. So it's like the Sphere of Ateus and the Pligat, and Oyalim the Rabbisi, and the price of Sphere of the Rabbisi, Meniko Daishaito. Rishenu, Afal Gavloyov, Gimelaines, so Polikamas Nisal Rabbisi, the Matzvich, Gimelaines, I am Riyah Davzai. It's Mucha from that Gemara that there is a machlekes between the Mishneh and the Braise Alibi the Rabbi Yis. The Lekeshus. Ava Lekeshus, Mitame Meis Leis, Lerav de Oma Mayen Echot. Ve'Ava Gav, Vidai Shaito Kol Minitoso, Hoche Mayre, so then, true, so let it be Daishaito on the basis of Miniko. So Hochemai Rebbe means no Ibipil. In other words, I'll leave it to Tanoim who say that the aloha of Miniko Daishaito does not apply to a case where it's means no Ibipil. Vim Tema, the Beferi Kilinaires, Beferi Kilinaires, Oma, Hagiyei Reshero Asodam. We say Chmeis Leis, Dayo Shaito, Reb Yisei Meir Arei Kichol Anoshim, Arei Kichol Anoshim. So, the Aloch is, by Geyeres, is not mitame. Enochis is not mitame. Now, so Geyeres, of course, is mitame. If it took place after the Geus. So there is a machlokes between Tanakam and the Rab Gacy, suppose a Yeris, so that Biseich makes lays. Let's say she was Miss Galia, let's say at 9 o'clock on Sunday. At 9 o'clock on Sunday. And then Monday morning, at 7 o'clock. Monday morning at 7 o'clock. So at Monday morning at 7 o'clock. So she had the Rias down. So the question is she mitami the tares limafreya all the 24 hours that she handled within the 24 hours prior? Now, if we say she does, so then she will be mitame up to 7 a.m., let's say Sunday. But we couldn't say that she is mitame mafreya all the 24 hours, because then she would be mitame 2 hours prior to the geus, and 2 hours prior to the geus, even if she had a discharge of dam, she was still in Ochris. So Tanakame says, but we could be mitame up to 9 a.m., only 22 hours in mafreya, not 24 hours in mafreya. So Tanakame says, what the Gemara says here, we cannot be mitame either, because this is a kolos nachomim. Neither I say it's not a munafreya, because it will not hazok. But because of chumra the tares, so we are mitame munafreya misles. So only if we can be mitame the whole 24 hours. But here it's impossible to be mitame all the 24 hours. It would only be mitame 22 hours in Mafreya, so mainly we are not even mitame the 22 hours. This is in accordance with what the Gemara says here. Keeping the Yeis Leis, like a beginning kinami. But Rabbi Yeis is chaylik, so mainly our Gemara is not in accordance with what Rabbi Yeis says there in Miksubes. Rabbi Yeis Leim Azotika says, in the first letter, it's Enochanam, Sugi de Hocha Leasik Rabbi Yeis Yos. Enochanam, our Gemara does not accord with the view of Rabbi Yisi, our Gemara accords with the view of Tanakam. Because the view of Rabbi Yisi is that even in the case where he cannot be mitame in Mafreya all the 24 hours, but mitkide lepkide, we can be mitame. In Ame Hosoms, the second question says that it can accord him with Rabbi Yisi, our Gemara. So, but Rabbi Yisi over there says, even though we cannot be mitame all the 24 hours in Mafreya, we are mitame, let's say, 22 hours in Mafreya. Also, Mastume, Im Hoysom is Dayeres Mikede, Oy Mishum di Sedigavotu, or it's another reason. So he says, over there, Rabbi Yisi holds that in view of the fact that she is Ibastume, except that she was in Ochris, so Mimele, we can be mitame l'mafreya even for a lesser period. Masha'in can hear in this case where we couldn't be mitame l'mafreya because b'mtzias it would be mitame, not because of a din. So, even Rabbi Yisi would say, kim di b'nisle islekem b'kino l'mitame l'mafreya. Then another reason as to why Rabbi Yisi doesn't apply the principle, because Nochriya is Amitame mid Rabbonon. Nochriya is Amitame mid Rabbonon. So Mimele, we can. So here we are Mitame Limafreya because mid Rabbonon it is possible for Nochris to be Mitame. Alright. Now, the Teitzves of Shulah Basra and Pascha. Now, we boy say maybe she pass. Vosofra katone vintema maikoma bisil liil. So the more as a kashi vosofra katone vintema maikoma bisil liil ilal bisayv techiyach, shim tov lo biro aso teiro, vo kim di she pass, afu lo tov lo tmeyo, lilei vidoma shun mayone say, do mayon tomu, vi ishlima di dima bishamay kaom lo, vi islo mayonecho. So of course, it is because of all these kashis. The kasha of the Teisve says, "And that flamed heyom et beis bishifas." And Teisve said to give Eteretz, Vashdafu, Bitovu, Itamo, Bisil, Lach, Yovish. And because of this Kashe, and Tia Tinsves, has to give the Teretz to Rabbi Shammai, Ekamalu, Dislamai Nechavu. So Rashi apparently considered this the Rutzim as a Deichak. That's the reason as to why Rashi is Chirik on Tinsves. And Rashi Shiti is that even Alibid Visila, if she is Tovu, so then the Lord has the Leitea, she saw the Gemara Mishnerai. The act says, can make it possible. Case.